Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this, and my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Link below. Do check them out. Do support them. Remember, those of us in the alternative media, we need each other's support to keep going. We don't have the vast sums and the largesse that the fake stream media gets, so we need to help each other. Anyway. Let's talk about Ukrainian dental care on the front line. I saw this remarkable story. I wanted to share it with you. I read that Ukrainians living here in the UK are returning home to get dental treatment. Yes, it's so bad. Oh my God, the war is so bad in Ukraine that they want to go there to get their cavities filled. So here's the story. A Ukrainian mother living in Wiltshire says she's returned to her war-torn country because she could not access NHS dental care. So, not my problem. Natalie Negreba has recently had root canal work done in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. The 36-year-old said she was in excruciating pain, but she couldn't find an NHS dental care or afford to pay for private treatment. The care board that covers Wiltshire said it had led on additional urgent dental care appointments since 2021, but no, that's not enough for our Natalie. She couldn't get one. Dnipro, which is 62 miles from the front line, was apparently on the receiving end of a devastating wave of attacks by Russian forces in December. The Ukrainian Air Force apparently said it had never seen so many locations targeted simultaneously after Russia launched 158 drones and missiles. So you'd got to think, well, probably, you know, that Ukrainian city's a bit more dangerous than Ukraine. You would have thought that, or than Dnipro. But anyway, she's prepared to go back there because she says her 3-year-old daughter, Agnia, was also in much pain. She said, I started looking for a dentist here in the UK, but I didn't find any NHS clinics. It was very terrible because I took paracetamol and ibuprofen every day. My pain didn't go away. So what is her pain and then her daughter's pain? She says, my friend helped me make an appointment at a private clinic, but it would have cost £800, which was too much for me. It's very expensive. Dnipro is very dangerous. I was worried when I went back, but my pain was very strong. I could not stay there. Ah, right, I see. So this is reality. We've got Ukrainians traveling from the UK, from England, back to Ukraine to get their cavity sorted out, close to the front with Russia. And why are they here? I mean, honestly, I would remove all Ukrainians from the UK straight away. I'm sorry, you know, when we went to war with Germany, I mean, you know, most Britons didn't then flee to a safe third country. And I think that should similarly apply with Ukraine. I think the best place for Ukrainians is Ukraine. I also resent the fact that she thinks that one of the big pluses about being here is that, we can get the good free NHS treatment. What has she put into the NHS? What's her contribution to the NHS? I mean, we're such a soft touch. The NHS has been weaponized by successive governments, as we all know, into an international health service. Unaffordable, unsustainable, and third rate, but that's what it has become. And this is a wonderful example of how that comes about. In this case, apparently, the story the BBC is running is to guilt us into thinking, well, we better get more dental appointments here in the UK for Ukrainians, lest they go back to Ukraine. But in actual fact, that's exactly where they should be going to. I don't think it's unreasonable to say, if you're Ukrainian, then you should be in Ukraine. But the war, David, the war isn't affecting all of Ukraine. And furthermore, as we know, it's the likes of the British government and Boris Johnson in particular who intervened to stop a peace deal that would have meant that there was no war. So, you know, so the complexities in this are many. We have a British government determined to keep the fighting going. As a result of the fighting continuing to be dynamic, Ukrainians then come here but then they go back to Ukraine because they want their cavities dealt with by a Ukrainian dentist, presumably, and because they can't get the good, cheap, free NHS dentist. So it's all a mess. You know, this is a complete mess. This is the sort of chaos that you expect when you've got, a conflict in Ukraine, and the West basically has kept it going. As a consequence of keeping it going, the West has absorbed millions of Ukrainians, which puts a further pressure on the West. And you might think, if you were a cynic, I'll just put this one out there, if you were a globalist intent on collapsing the West, you would think, boy, these regional wars are great. Look at the consequences of bombing Syria and Iraq and Libya. Look at what that's done to the West. And now, look at the Ukrainian-Russia conflict. Look what that's doing to the West as well. Ukrainian refugees can't even get a dentist. What are we going to do next? Thanks for listening.